Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be with you. I'm Patty Mack here every Saturday from 1 to 2 on CFAX. The show is called Lifestyle, and that's what we do. We talk about your life. And, you know, life is full of changes. This week, we said goodbye to our son who went to UBC for football, who was 17. So, you know, it's great, but it's also tugs at your heart. Our son Hamilton turned 21 yesterday, and you know, that's a real big time for a boy, a man. Now I've got to remember that. And our daughter, who's 22, just started her degree or her master's program, will be traveling next year for that work. So, you know, it's all good stuff, but it does change your life. And whether you want to or not, I'm a Taurus. Change is always hard for me, but I like to make sure my kids know that it's their lives and they've got to go live it and enjoy it. We're going to talk to a person who can help you if you are stuck in a rut, because September is a time maybe your life is in transition and you need to get out of that rut. We're going to talk to Sue Maitland, who is a life transitions coach, about ways to do that. Off the top, we're going to talk about lots of stuff. We've got Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine, who joins us talking about fall fashions, about an award they're nominated for. Niche Magazine is your go-to for fashion and lifestyle. It's more than a magazine. It really is artwork. And it's Tracy and her husband Steve's vision. And welcome to the show, Sue and Tracy. How are you?
I am great, Patty. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks, Patty. Great to be here.
Nice to have you both here. You know, it's always nice to have people in the studio. Lots of times we talk by phone, but it's nice to see face-to-face. And, you know, we all have similar journeys. Tracy was telling me her son's getting married tomorrow. And, Sue, we haven't chatted yet. But there's always stuff going on in our lives. And busy stuff or stuff that sometimes we just have to take a moment and think about it. And there's also great stuff, like award nominations.
Absolutely.
And tell us about this, because Niche's been nominated for a very prestigious award.
So we were really surprised, but really happy to find out that we have been nominated by the Western Magazine Awards as the best new magazine in Western Canada.
Wow.
So excited. And three nominees only, so we're in great company. About 400 magazines across this part of the country that have been nominated across various segments, not just Best New Magazine. But this is a phenomenal achievement for us, just to be nominated.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, it is such a competitive marketplace, and it's so much work to put together a magazine. And when you look online, I mean, your online presence is amazing, too. What does it take to just keep that passion going all the time and keep that going? Because it must be unbelievable to, you know, with the amount of magazines, to break through and to be nominated, to be that special.
It's interesting, because when we started out, we had a vision, and that vision was based on, the name was chosen very strategically. We wanted to be different. We wanted to be unique, and we had a very strong mission, and we stuck with it. And I think that is part of our formula for success. And a big part of it is just determination, hard work, and passion. And I think passion is the number one thing. You have to love what you do. Mm-hmm. And when I mentor young women, I say that if you are blessed to be in an industry that you love and a job that you want to go to every day, half of your life success has really been achieved at that point. You have to love what you do. And I think everyone in the Niche office loves what we do.
And each other. And, you know, Rachel, my daughter, our daughter, was lucky enough with her commerce degree to have you as her mentor.
Yes.
And you have mentored many, many people and have made such a difference in their lives. And I know that's your passion, because it's about giving back, as, and maybe that's the success you have, is you don't just
Absolutely.
Take, you give back a lot.
But I think part of it for me is they've given me so much.
Yeah,
we're in an industry where fashion changes on a dime, sometimes not hourly, sometimes it's just minute by minute things are changing. So understanding what the pulse of the world is looking for in terms of fashion, and a lot of it is dictated by what's going on in the world socially, economically, it's really a fascinating industry. And so the young people that come into my life and into our office are integral in our success.
And they look up to you so much. I mean, I was on one of the shopping nights, which was so much fun. And I mean, they
really are so much fun.
Yeah, and they're all nice people that you work with. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's a great aura around there. Birthdays. You had a special birthday.
I did.
33.
Or 50.
Or 50. What does that mean to you? How do you feel about that?
It's interesting. I was saying we had a birthday bash at Lure, and it was so much fun, and friends and family came, and I said to someone, it was really great to wake up that morning and look and say, I can't see the top of the hill. You know, 50 used to be over the hill, and I'm certainly not there. And I think part of it is the industry that I work in. I'm constantly surrounded by great energy, and I think that helps keep me young. I know that my 2.5-year-old grandson definitely keeps me young. He is absolutely the love of my life. And I think all of it, I think if you love what you do, age is, it's just a number.
It totally is. Really, so we're going to talk later about ruts and all that. My mom was 92 and still had passion because she kept current. So she could talk to my kids, you know, whether it was the shows they were watching, the music. She kept, you know, a little bit edgy.
It's really important. My mom has a 94-year-old friend. She has at least one activity every single day. Sometimes she's got two. Nothing stops her. She just goes. I love that.
I remember, drinking is not an activity.
Says who?
Technically.
Says who?
Well, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today, and we thought maybe we'd start out talking about fall and transitioning, because, Sue, we were talking before the show started about, you know, clutter. And, you know, you buy all this stuff in the summer, and then all of a sudden you see all the fall stuff. Like, it's gone now, right? You go in the stores, like, you can't find a bathing
suit. It's crazy,
Nutty. And it's like, oh, man, we're in winter. But you kind of want to use some of those pieces. And you were talking about clutter, how it drags you down. And this time of year, your wardrobe usually looks a little, you know, crazy, because stuff is shoved everywhere and you really need to purge.
It absolutely does.
Where do you start with all that stuff?
Well, I think an interesting thing in the fashion industry is we get this true break, because we are the beginning of a new fashion year. September is...
I love September. It's everything year.
It's the month of fashion. I mean, the traditional September issues for the larger magazines, it is the beginning of a fashion year. Mm. So it's also a good time to look around you and see what you have, what's in your wardrobe, what's working, what's not working, and do a purge.
Yeah.
And I have sort of a two-part technique for my closet purge. And I mean, the first one is, I call it a reality check. Uh-huh. If it doesn't fit you, and it hasn't fit you in the last 6 to 12 months, it needs to go.
Or 6 to 12 years.
I do have one of those. The other one is what I call divide and conquer. And divide and conquer is simply using a color block system to organize your wardrobe. It gives you more time to get ready. It actually increases the time you have to do other things in your day.
Okay.
And it keeps your wardrobe organized and in an orderly fashion.
I have to tell you, I totally did the color block thing about 5 years ago, and it changed my
life.
It's just so easy.
It's amazing.
To put outfits together. Well, yes, because you're hunting otherwise the things, and you just...
So you have like items, but in all the colors.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
So you have shirts,
right. And then
I have the white. I have all my whites together.
Yeah,
the colors.
Yeah, but shirts, white shirts, or anything that's white.
Anything that's...
Yeah, you can do it either way.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then other people love to block by item. So the shirts will go at the front, and then the skirts and the dresses go at the back, and the jackets, so that you can just sort of go through your closet and shop. Because it should be fun, right? It should be like a shopping experience.
Yeah, it should be like horrible that you close it up and try and kick stuff in as you go.
Yeah,
Sweaters, do we hang? Like, what do you do with stuff?
I don't hang sweaters.
You don't hang sweaters.
I don't, because I find that they get droopy in the shoulder, so I do fold them up and put them on a shelf.
There's enough droopy going on. We don't need
that. You got that right. You got that right.
Spanx. How about all this kind of stuff?
I'm a big believer.
Yeah.
I do. And, you know, it's interesting, because you talk to the younger girls as well, like in their 30s, Spanx are a staple in the wardrobe now.
Yeah, because it all kind of...
Oh, it smooths it out.
Well, you got to know, are you going to go over or are you going to go up?
Yes.
You know, you got the different kinds.
Yeah. Yes, and you don't want to do both, because then you end up in the middle.
You can have a nasty night, you're out, and it's like, how do I get up? It's all around the middle.
It's true.
Not everybody gets this stuff.
No,
but, you know,
no.
Us that do get it.
Yeah. It can be a real lifesaver, too, for an outfit.
Now, we have Fashion Week. Before we get to this break, Fashion Week is coming up. We'll talk a little more about it, but you've got a giveaway. You're a major participant.
We
major
are.
Sponsor, and you also encourage young people that are designers.
Absolutely.
And who is your designer this year?
So Fashion Week this year is September 15th to the 21st in Vancouver. A new venue this year as well. So it's Queen Elizabeth Theatre Park.
It's
beautiful. Tented, so it's a very, very similar to New York Fashion Week. So our designer this year, his name is Alex Yu. He's from Vancouver, was lucky enough to go over and study at the London School of Fashion. Very much a conceptual designer with an exceptional point of view. fashion point of view. He was very disturbed, actually, by a lot of the youth unrest in Paris and London, mm-hmm. And decided to use that as his launching point for this collection. He created his own fabrics, but to give it a point of view that others would find interesting, he decided to do it through rose-colored glasses, and so his collection on the runway will be inspired by the books of Dr. Seuss.
Oh, wow.
I'm very excited to present this young man to the world. And he is a niche sponsored designer. So we sponsor one designer each season, so fall and spring. It's a package worth about $15,000. They get a ton of exposure. Connolly McDougall was our designer from last season.
I know. Oh, man, she was great.
She ended up in British Vogue.
Wow.
Like, how cool is that?
Wow.
And she was invited to go to China to show at Fashion Week. She's had some great successes with that. So it's what it's about. It's all about finding the talent and paying it forward and keeping the industry moving in the right direction.
And I know Connelly, Rachel said what a nice person she
was. Oh, she was amazing. And it's actually a criteria for us. Mm-hmm. We look at the person as well as their talent. And I think with Alex, no one will be disappointed. He's a really genuine and really lovely young man. So we're really excited to present him.
Well,
I
great.
Love it. Yeah.
Now you have, tell us what you're going to give away right now. Do you have one pair of tickets?
Yes. So a pair of tickets, and they're good for any day. They're a full day pass. So you can come any day through the 16th through the 21st, because 15th is gala night. So they're not valid on that night. And, you know, we'll show you around. If you're interested, we'll take you backstage. We love our niche VIP guests.
And these are, you know, you can contact Tracy and she will get you the tickets and you can get to meet her as well and maybe at the office and see what a lovely place it is.
Absolutely.
And you can get that set of tickets to the Fashion Week in Vancouver and you can call 250-386-1161 or star 1070 on your cell. And we'll take caller number 3 for that. So if you want to call now, we're going to take a short break. We're back with Tracy after the break.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal. On the next comment, he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070.
I like yard work.
Take the hard work out of your yard work. Visit Integrity Sales for quality equipment and products that make your yard work easier. Quality is a priority at Integrity Sales. They do soil analysis, they formulate their fertilizer and grass seed blends with performance in mind, and they have all types of yard and garden tools that help you work like a pro. When it's time to enjoy yard work, it's time for Integrity Sales.
I love my yard.
Integrity Sales, 2180 King Cross Road, where the professionals shop.
I'm a no-frills kind of guy, and if you ask me, it ain't about the sizzle, it's about the steak. That's why I invest with Great Pacific Mortgage.
Mortgage investments are about as exciting as a baked potato, but they're secure and consistent, with historical returns of 7% to investors quarter after quarter, no matter what the economy's doing.
Now, doesn't that make you appreciate the steak?
Call Great Pacific Mortgage and Investments. After all, it's your money. Historical returns are no guarantee of future returns. Investors are advised to read the offering memorandum prior to investing.
Diamonds?
Diamonds!
Diamonds!
Thinking diamonds? Think Barclays, Victoria's diamond and engagement ring destination. Hi, Jeffrey here from Barclays Fine Custom Jewelers. We're giving away a $2,500 diamond ring of your choice. It's easy to enter. Just tell us who you'd give a diamond ring to and why. 10 entrants will be selected to dig for a diamond. The person who finds the real diamond wins.
It's your last week to enter at BarclaysJewelers.com or pay them a visit in Oak Bay Village.
Hey, been saving your toonies?
Sure have, right here.
Then bring them to Fairway Market and save big. VC-grown corn on the cob. Get 5 cobs for just a toonie. Kraft salad dressing. Get a 414 to 475 milliliter bottle for just a toonie. Kraft Miracle Whip. Get a 475 milliliter jar for just a toonie. U.S. number one russet potatoes. Get a 5-pound bag for just a toonie. The Fairway Toonie Sale at Fairway Market. You'll be happily surprised at what you can get for just a toonie. If you haven't shopped Fairway Markets lately, you haven't shopped Fairway Markets.
We are back. I have Tracy Drake here from Niche Magazine and Sue Maitland, who is a life transitions coach. We're talking about fall. What is happening for fall? Because I see kind of like maybe fur, maybe kind of vintage stuff, red lips.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
So vintage inspired, you hit that one right on the head. It's really coming back in a strong way. Vintage coats, we talked about that the other day on Cool, that vintage inspired silhouettes. So the Dior silhouettes from the 40s and 50s, which excite me beyond belief. Just so flattering on so many different body types. And they're really coming back in. Plaids and large, bold florals are also very, very hot for this
bold
coming.
Florals,
bold
so.
Florals. So like, you know, well, you would know. So back sort of in the 80s when we had the large.
I would know. I had everything was floral. Balances and
oh,
pillows.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. Gins and Company. Forget about it.
Oh, me too. And then actually taking them and mixing them. So, you know, bold florals mixed with a really fine check is a really great way to make a fashion statement.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you got to get used to mixing those patterns up.
I love mixing patterns and different shapes. I often wear florals with stripes, and I think it's a great way to sort of just show a little color without going too crazy. And sometimes just understanding who you are as a person and what your lifestyle is helps to dictate what your fashion is.
Right. And what your silhouette is, like whatever your size is, you know.
For sure.
You're a little older and you don't want to wear something a 20-year-old right. wear, you can still incorporate those sort of pieces?
You totally can. And I think that you just have to know what you're comfortable with and then taking one step beyond that. That's what I tell people. Oh. Find your comfort zone and then just take one step beyond, because you can surprise yourself in, you know, looking at what might work for you, because florals are a great way no matter what age you are. No matter what age you are, florals can be really complimentary if you choose the tones correctly and wear them in the right way. And I often say, you know, in our office, the word trend is sort of a dirty word because it's a commercial word. It's created by the retail industry. It's what the retail industry tells you you should be wearing. Or so I always say, a trend is what you want. I mean, wear what makes you happy. If it's something that looks great on you, you should wear it. That's why you see girls that wear vintage, and I always applaud them, because going back and being that bold can be really interesting. My daughter only wears vintage.
Really?
And she looks like a 40s pinup girl. She has the curly hair, and so it suits her. She's also 6 feet tall. So it's really, it's a stunning look for her.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, and so it's not for everybody, but if you know who you are as a person and you're, you know, and have fun with it. I mean, fashion's not supposed to be that serious.
And maybe change it up, because like you're saying, that vintage look is very sexy too, right?
I think so too.
That's a very, you know, a beautiful look. So if you've had the same thing, we're going to talk with Sue later about a rut. Maybe it's time, Sue, don't you think, like, change up your clothes a bit? Maybe that's something
sure.
you have
just
to do.
Just one or two pieces. You don't have to throw the whole thing out.
Absolutely
but just
not.
Bring some interesting pieces in that perhaps, like you said, I'm going to take that little note and go one step beyond
it
my
is.
Comfort zone, because this necklace is not really my comfort zone, but I
it is great
wore it today.
It's great.
We're going to talk fashion, and
and
I love it. I feel good in it.
And that's the key. She's right. You have to feel good in it. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not like tearing down your house. If you walk out the door and you've spent the day in something where you're one step out your comfort zone and it's really not for you, then take a step back.
Right. And it's like Rachel wearing that hat. You know?
Oh, agreed.
You know, we're all afraid, like, oh, what are they going to do? You know, people aren't really thinking about us that much either.
They
remember?
Are not.
And, you know, oh, should I put my hair up today or do this? Because we get used to, oh, well, I just wear it this way.
Yeah.
And so maybe we got to kind of do a little something.
Yes.
And
well, you know, one of my favorite quotes is a Harry Winston quote, and it goes like this. People will stare. Make it worth their while.
Make sure it's because your skirt's not tucked into your tights or something.
And there's not toilet paper hanging out the back of your panties. Yeah.
Yeah. There's that. Yes, Sue.
I've got a little story about that, actually. I used to live out east. I lived in Ottawa. And when we went to Montreal one time, I was wearing, I guess, the stylish outfit. I had a matching hat, coat, and everything. And people stared at me. And I felt so uncomfortable. And I talked to my husband and his friend about it. And his friend said, what's the matter with you? They're just admiring you.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that. And it was like, oh,
that's
okay.
Right.
I guess it is.
When people say something nice, say thank you.
Exactly. And where most people are quite uncomfortable with a compliment.
Absolutely. And Tracy, you're tall.
I am
and,
very
you
tall.
Know, a lot of people, you know, Rachel, she's gotten used to wearing high heels, too.
I wear them.
Before, she thought, I don't want to be taller. But you should embrace that.
You totally should. I was very lucky. I was raised by this incredible woman, and my mother would say to me, stop slouching, stand up and be proud of who you are, and walk into a room and own the room.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be arrogant and don't be cocky, but be confident. And I've taken those words with me my entire life.
That shows.
And yeah, thank you. And I am tall. You know, we went out to a pre-cocktail, pre-wedding party last night. And, you know, I look at it and I put on 5-inch heels. So, you know, I'm over 6 feet, but I love it. Like I do. I enjoy it. And if I enjoy it, I think that's really what matters most.
Yeah. And you have a great marriage. So your husband really enjoys it.
He really does. And he'll
really
say to me,
you.
Oh, put those on. Those look awesome. So, yeah, I'm lucky that
you're
way.
You're doing it right. And so if you've got summer pieces too, Tracy, how are we going to use, I don't know what, maybe a little top. Mm-hmm. How are you going to use that as a pencil skirt? Can you what's in as far as the bottoms going this year? Denim?
Yeah. Well, denim is always hot. Right now, high-waisted are receding back into the ocean.
Are they?
They will start this year. So, but they
so
won't.
That flat butt.
Yeah. Yeah. And the high-waist is a tough one, you know, depending on what age you are. But pencil skirts and, you know, bodycons are still going to be very, very trendy and very on trend for this coming season. Summer pieces, we're lucky that we live in an area where we can layer. So the, you know, the short sleeves and the camis and some of the tanks, they layer really well under a great boyfriend jacket or under a great sweater. And so you can really get a great leg out of a piece that you spend money on in the summer and not have to tuck it away. I was born and raised in Ottawa. So I would literally take a winter wardrobe and put it away and take out my summer wardrobe.
Right.
Because you couldn't really get away with it in especially back like in the 60s and 70s. It was cold, like really cold in the winter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can definitely do that. And a lot of skirts, too, transition through the seasons. You know, the chiffon skirts are a good example, the longer ones. You can wear those year-round.
And you don't have to be, you can be dressy and casual, can't you?
You totally
mix
can.
And match things.
Yes.
So a denim jacket with a fancy dress.
I love
maybe.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
And boots are really, really strong for this coming season.
Boots and the little shoe boot sort of things, too?
Oh, yeah, the booties.
The booties.
And you mentioned fur.
Yeah.
As well. There was a lot of fur coming on. Faux fur. Yeah.
Faux fur.
There was a lot of fur coming off the fall runway. So we're going to start seeing that trickle down into the retail stores.
And the length of skirts, too, a little bit lower, a mid,
yes.
mid-length again?
Midi. Yeah. So, you know, one of the things I say to ladies is be really careful with your skirt hem because it makes or breaks how tall you look.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sort of over the 35 or 40, you don't want to be above too far above the knee.
Mm-hmm.
But you also want to make sure that you don't cut right at the top part of your calf because it actually makes your legs look smaller or shorter.
Right.
So, you know, you either want to go a little longer or just at or above the knee.
And a maxi dress too if you're really short. Like sometimes you have to watch
it'll
that.
It can swallow you.
Absolutely, absolutely. What about makeup? Are we seeing bold colors coming back in again?
Metallics for fall and winter. Mm-hmm. We're doing a piece in our upcoming issue and it's called Off the Periodic Charts. And it's all about metallics and makeup. So eyeshadow, mascaras, even some brow treatments that are less matte and more metallic.
Brows are cool, you know, as a makeup artist, and brows are so important, right, to get the arch to, and you see more and more people, you go to the different stores, the fashion stores and stuff, you see the girls with great eyebrows before they were, like my day, the 70s, where people were overplucked. Now they're kind of getting back into a
brows
good
are
eyebrow.
Awesome.
What is your favorite new one piece of clothing and your favorite new makeup product?
I would say new makeup product would be a dark eyeliner. They're coming in sort of the mink browns, so they're a very dark, not black, but sort of a dark brown, very complimentary on most skin tones, and a great quick way to just sort of pop it up. Favorite item would have to be a cross between a boyfriend and a bomber jacket. They're coming out, and they hit you just above your natural waist, just slightly enough.
What was that? No, sorry.
Well, that's the point of this jacket, though,
oh.
is that it actually fits in a place where it's slimming. Because you don't want it to hit right at your hip because it accentuates the widest part of your body and you don't want it to hit up too high or it sits just above the widest part of your body.
Tracy, you're a real woman. Tell people how they get a hold of you if they want to know more about the magazine or
Absolutely.
Being part of it. How do they get a hold of you?
So nichemagazine.ca, our website, is just a hopping place for fashion and everything lifestyle.
Right now, it's amazing.
It's very busy. Our social media, Facebook, is incredible. And certainly follow me on Twitter because I'm always sharing contest information and things. And my Twitter handle is Tracy with an underscore and then niche. So Tracy_niche.
Beautiful. We have two sets of tickets to give away here. First and second caller, 250-386-1161 for Vancouver Fashion Week. This is an amazing event in September. If you want to call right now, first and second call, 250-386-1161. Tracy will give you those tickets to Vancouver Fashion Week. Back after the news.
It's an ingenious idea, and it took Ford to think of it.
Ford employee pricing is still on.
My name's Rick, and I've been at Ford for 26 years.
Employee pricing, it's the best time of the year to get an F-150.
Get a 2014 F-150 XLT Supercab 4x4 with 5-liter engine for the employee price of $30,901. A total price adjustment of $11,348. See your BC Ford store for details.
Ford employee pricing, you pay what we pay. It's really that simple.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30. I'm James Gardner with CFAX 1070 News. The Fraser River panel met yesterday to review the latest data on sockeye salmon migration, and the new reports show increased migration over the past week with fish being in good condition. The early summer run estimates remain unchanged at just over 1 million fish. The late run proportions have increased to 50% relative to last week's samples, but the panel says it's too early to provide an estimate of the total return. A cluster of storms in the northern Caribbean is heading towards the Bahamas and is expected to soon strengthen into a tropical depression or a tropical storm. The National Hurricane Center says that the storm is moving west-northwestward and will pass over or near the southeastern Bahamas today. It is still generating heavy rains, though, and wind over parts of Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and Puerto Rico. Kurdish military officials and residents say that three explosions have torn through a residential neighborhood in the northern city of Kirkuk, killing over 10 people. Officials with Kurdish fighting units said that dozens were injured in the blast, which detonated near buildings used as lookout points. Officials say many displaced Iraqis live near the area targeted in the blast. It's been a while since we've heard of an airline hiring hundreds of workers, but that's exactly what Delta Airlines says it's ready to do. More from Alex Stone.
Delta is reportedly ready to hire at least 1,800 flight attendants next year. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports applications are now being accepted and interviews will begin in the fall. The first flight attendants will enter training in January. Delta reported an over $800 million profit in the second quarter and is projecting growth. Alex Stone, ABC News.
CFAX 1070 News Time is 1:32.
I'm the doctor. I've lived for over 2,000 years. I've made many mistakes. And it's about time that I did something about that.
Today on Space.
How are we going?
Into darkness.
One of the most popular shows of all time.
Here we go again.
Returns with a new season.
Clara, tell me. My good man.
And a brand new doctor.
I don't know.
Doctor Who, season premiere, today at 5, exclusively on Space.
CFAX 1070 weather now. Looks like we're in for some straight sunshine today. Our high reaching 24 degrees, clear tonight, a low of 11, and tomorrow sunshine and 22. Currently at the harbor, it's sunny and 15 degrees. I'm James Gardner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070, it's 1:33.
The CFAX 1070 Community Cruiser, here's what's happening.
Greek Fest offers fabulous food, exciting entertainment, and free admission at the Greek Orthodox Church and Community Center on Elk Lake Drive. The 13th annual Walk for ALS is Sunday, September 14th at UVic. Funds raised provide equipment, support services, education, and research.
Watch for our 2013 Kia Soul, brought to you by Graham Kia and Fairway Markets. From Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Long before social media, there was a social network where people conceived new ideas, techniques, and connected with each other. The Cloth Castle is still part of that social network, inspiring teaching and supplying you with the latest in sewing machines, fabrics, notions, knitting supplies, and classes. It's the place where friends meet, events are enjoyed, and all seams connect. Check out all the newest fabrics, classes, and machines for fall. The Cloth Castle, keeping Victoria sewing since 1969. Open 7 days a week on Goldstream in the heart of the West Shore and clothcastle.com.
now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I kept talking too much in these breaks. We're back here with Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine. And also we have Sue Maitland, Life Transitions Coach. And she says, make the rest of your life the best of your life. That's a great thing. That's a great thing to, way to put it.
You can truly do it. You just have to make that choice.
And every day.
At any point. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Any age you can do it.
And, you know, we're talking about transitions and change. And, you know, you get in ruts in life, whether it's your look or your exercise program or lack of or whatever. And September is that time of year where, you know, fashion starts again, school starts again, or maybe you want to do something different. Mm-hmm. So let's start with how do we kind of know we're in a rut? You know, are there kind of exercises we can kind of look at to see what the problem is?
I think first of all, I'd like to say that our first guest was the epitome of someone who is not in a rut. She is totally loving
Thank you.
Her life. And I just love, you know, that energy.
So that's our
that
example.
She's an example of what, exactly. And what I just want to sort of bring back some things that she mentioned. You mentioned you've got to love what you do. And if you can find a way to find a job that encompasses things that you just love, it doesn't even feel like work. It's just fun.
You're right. It doesn't. And it changes your life.
It dramatically changes your life. So I love helping people uncover that. And so many people just kind of make do. They kind of have a job. It seems reasonably secure. There's a pension at the end. And I'm just going to get through this. And then I'll have my life when I retire.
And that's not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed.
No, nope. Right?
There's two parts of that aren't guaranteed. You may not have the job of life, and who knows?
Yeah, that's true.
Too many people retire, and then suddenly they're no longer with us. You know, there's a lot of young widows out there. The average age of a widow, actually, is 56 in Canada. Did you know that?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes. So we all need to be loving what we're doing as much as we can, and I think that's important. And the other thing that you said was it took determination and hard work and passion. And I really do believe if you want to have that quality of life, then it doesn't just land in your lap. The universe doesn't just make it happen. You need to make a conscious choice. You have to create a vision of what you want, make a plan, and you have to work at it.
Absolutely.
And then things will start to manifest themselves.
So why do so many people get stuck in a rut?
I think there's many reasons. They're like some people are just waiting for the universe to make things happen. Mm-hmm. And while I do
Why me?
Yeah, exactly. The reality is you got to put some work into it, and you've got to know what you want as well. Because mm-hmm. once you've crystallized that vision, it's a lot easier to be working towards it. And a lot of what we do as coaches is help people get clear on what they want, because mm-hmm. sometimes there's just so many things I could do, you know, I'm stuck, I don't know what to do.
And we'll talk about that later in the next segment about what you do, because I think there's a lot of reasons why you should get a personal trainer, a personal coach, you know, all these things to invest in ourselves. Why not? We got to put the air mask on first, right? Save ourselves?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, I mean, and a secure job.
Yeah, a lot of times people just, they're marking time, right? In fact, I personally was in a job, well, wasn't necessarily secure, but it was a high profile job and it made good money. The IT industry is what I was in.
And on paper it looked great.
And it looked great, but I kind of knew it, and I'm a positive person, so I can find a way to enjoy whatever I'm doing, but it wasn't fulfilling for mm-hmm. me. And I kind of known that for years, but I never got around to doing anything about it until a couple of years ago, when suddenly I just made this, that was time. It was time for a change, and now I get up every morning, I'm just like you. I love
I can
what
see
I
that.
Do.
And, you know, I guess it's a gut check. You can always tell if the world's going right and your job's right for you.
So, I mean, if people are just going through the motions and, you know, you kind of know.
You do know.
You do know. And you know, some of the signs that you asked me earlier, like you get up in the morning and you think, oh, my God, I've got to get out of bed and go and do that job again. I've got to go into that office or whatever it is. You know, that's a sign that you're in a rut.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that people kind of have stories about why they can't have what they want. For example, another one I've heard a lot, and this is, I don't like to generalize, but in Canada, I've noticed my weird accent is from England originally.
Canada.
So I've spent more of my life. Sorry.
Canada.
You can laugh at me. It's okay.
My mom's from England. It's okay. It's all good.
I've spent more of my life in Canada now, and I feel I'm truly Canadian. England's that other country. However, people here are very... they kind of believe that they've got to go get the qualification and then they'll be able to do what they want. And it doesn't always happen.
That's very true.
And they'll put it as a barrier, right? Oh, well, I haven't got the money to take that course or whatever. Sometimes you just have to ask, and you might be given an opportunity to do it without the qualifications, or you could get those qualifications later, but you can still start doing. You just have to be open to that possibility and not have this story going on, well, I don't have the qualifications, or I don't have enough years experience, or there's too many other people out there. The reality I tell my clients is nobody else is you. You're a unique and wonderful human being. Embrace what you have and just go out there and ask, because if you don't ask, the answer is always no.
Yeah, and don't fear doing things, because sometimes you have to have a little bit of nerves to do stuff and look around who you know, because maybe someone's willing to help you out. There's a lot of good people
That's and so many positions, I tell people, 50% or more of the jobs are never advertised. They are given to people who know someone who knows someone who'd be perfect for it. Mm-hmm. So your networking and getting to know people is key critical to making that happen. There's also this comfort in, well, I'm not inspired, but I know, at least I know what to expect, you know? Yeah. I don't have to deal with, stuff. The reality is, though, even if you want nothing to change, the world around you is changing even if you're not. So, and ultimately, you will be impacted. So we all actually have to embrace change one way or another. We have to get used to it, be okay with it, and learn how to benefit from it, actually. Look at it and see the possibilities that change can bring for you. And it's a lot harder to do if you're hunkering down and just trying to hold on to what you've got and keep everything exactly the same.
Uh-huh. And yes. Never will run scram from you, right?
Yeah, exactly. So...
And deserving success or happiness. A lot of people don't think they're worthy of it.
No.
That someone else gets that. I don't get that.
Exactly. That's not me. Yeah, everyone else. Oh, they're, you know. So... Quite often this is because there's a story that someone has once told them that, well, you're never that, you're not going to be able to do that, you're not that bright or whatever. And it might be a parent, it might be a teacher or a friend, a boss, and you buy into it. And that's really sad when people do that, because truly you can be whatever you set your mind to and do, you know. And
I think everybody has probably an experience of that in their life where someone has said, oh, that's not a job or something,
you
have to rise above that.
Exactly. I'm sure when Tracy started this, people said, are you crazy? What are you thinking? You
know, I think that was that would be the nicest thing that some people said when we started this.
But look how, you know, how happy
it's
you are.
It's absolutely true. It is true.
So I do believe in, I mean, you've got to be realistic about it too. You've got to have a budget. You've got to be able, if you're going to do a dramatic change and find a new career, put some money aside, make a plan, you know, so that you are ready to do that transition.
Don't quit your day job, maybe.
Exactly. Don't quit it until you need a transition plan. But you absolutely can do it. Yeah.
And then it's not my fault that I'm not happy.
Yeah, it's other people. I've got this lousy boss. Nobody could get on with them. Or, you know, again, it's blaming other people. So not really taking that personal responsibility for taking charge of your life. And it's a choice that people make, and it's a safe place to be. But really, it's not inspiring.
Such a pitfall, too, that one. Yeah. You know, I mean, truly, you can only, you are responsible for your own happiness. I'm a big believer in that.
And at the end of the day, we're alone in our thoughts. We're alone in our grief. Everything we do, we're really our own person and have to live in this head of ours. So quit blaming and start making some differences. When we come back, let's talk a little more about what you do and how that can make a difference in someone's life and maybe find their purpose. Because a lot of people go, well, Oprah talks about it. What's my purpose? I don't know. So maybe we'll talk a little more about that. Back in 2 minutes.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Join Club 1070. Give us feedback and win. Pick your favorite topics. Tell us the guests you love or love to hate. Sign up now at cfax1070.com.
Club 1070 members get to have the same programming, and they're eligible for great prizes such as trips, concert tickets, movie passes, gift certificates, and more.
Join Club 1070 and win. Sign up now at cfax1070.com. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hey, Victoria, I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Families looking for fun activities this August will love the fabulous food and exciting entertainment at the annual Victoria Greek Fest, August 22nd to the 24th and August 29th to September 1st. That's two great fun weekends to enjoy the festive at the front of the Commonwealth Place. And now its 28th year, Interpet Theater's annual Victoria Fringe Theater Festival brings 55 shows from around the globe to 12 venues across the city with a mix of drama, live comedy, spoken word, dance, magic, and musicals. With large-scale free outdoor events for the whole family, there is something for everyone at the Fringe Fest. and BCSPCA's Paws for a Cause. Join your fellow animal lovers and come together to fight animal cruelty and at BC on Sunday, September 7th. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market, fresher and tastier than ever.
Oh, hey, it's me, Jeff, Peninsula Co-op number 44091. Just relaxing here on the beach. You know, so many of you guys have been using my co-op number when you buy gas and when you buy food and car washes. I'm probably going to be pretty rich, so I'm hanging out on the beach. Hey, senor, another drink.
Get a lifetime Peninsula Co-op membership for just $27, and you could be working towards your own rebate.
What do you mean I got to pay for the drink? Co-op number 44091. Keep it coming.
Sign up at your local Peninsula Co-op today.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision Travel inviting you to book your 2015 Avalon Waterways European River Cruise by September 30th and save up to $1,000 per couple. Imagine touring Europe at a leisurely pace, all in complete luxury as you glide past medieval towns and sunny vineyards along Europe's legendary waterways. Vision Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888. That's 250-412-1888.
The DIY Guide to Parenting. From Crib to College. Real Parenting with Shirley Brobeck. Saturdays at 4 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I was just hearing about the Island Baby Fair there, our friend Shirley. Crib to college. Boy, that makes me tired.
Yes.
I'm at the college end.
Me too. Well, no, I'm past the college end.
You got the grandkids. Can you imagine starting a game though right now?
I could not. Yeah. I could not. And I watch my kids run around with my grandson and think, oh my gosh, we'll take him for a day and I'm in bed by 7. Like, I'm done.
I know my kid last night, 21, they were going out. It's like, man, I remember those days. It was like, let's go. But it's like, oh, I'm just so happy to be in bed. I remember I thought my parents, poor them. They don't get to go to the clubs.
Yeah.
That's boring. Funny. They must be.
That's funny.
I've got Tracy Drake here from Niche Magazine and Sue Maitland, Life Transition Coach. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle. We're here every Saturday from 1 to 2 on CFAX, and we're talking about ruts. But what about a life coach? You know, I think there's a lot of value in getting someone who can kind of look at what you are, who you are, and figure out where does you go? And I know you must have exercises, stuff like this, mm-hmm. that you can do mm-hmm. to find that out. What mm-hmm. do you do, and how did you get here?
So, what I do as a life coach, I've tried to sort of distill it. How can I explain what it's mm-hmm. like? It's really like having a really good friend who totally gets you, but doesn't have an agenda, isn't coming in with any preconceived notions about what's right for you. They just ask you really, really good questions, open-ended questions that you can't just say yes or no to, but get you thinking. And by following a process, it's a structured process, what we do is we get answers for our clients. We sort through all that noise that's going on in your head about should I do this or should I do that, and you know, it's information overload these days. Yeah. We have our own thoughts, then we have our friends giving us advice, and then you've got, you know, the TV and the radio all coming at you. And sometimes people just get completely overwhelmed, and that's another reason they get stuck. There's just too many choices. How mm-hmm. do you sort through them? So we have efficient processes. It's amazing how in a 60-minute session, the clarity that my clients come out with. And it's because we have, there's no biases, as they say, and there's just a structured approach of asking clear questions and them taking the time to think without any interruptions, going inside and really asking those questions. And it's just that we also do something called a visualization. So once they've got some clarity on what they want, I take them to a place where they actually step into having what they want and experience it. And most people are able to do it. And it's extremely powerful because you actually, and then I ask them to share with me what they're experiencing. And so they actually physically, it's amazing that you can actually physically experience what it feels like to have what you want. And we capture that and we notice what difference it makes to them, to the people around them, to how they feel about physically and emotionally. And then we bring them back and I invite them to take some actions towards getting that vision, making that vision a reality.
You know, I think a lot of people are afraid to ask what they want. We saw Joel Osteen last week, and he's religious, but, you know, you say that word nowadays, people go, oh, it's a scary word. But he's spiritual, and he's God-sized prayers. I think we're afraid to ask for things. And I think if you visualize however you want to put it in your life, whatever mm-hmm. it is you believe in yourself and ask for some big stuff, yeah. I think things will come to you, and you won't even realize it.
Yes. Well, what happens?
The simple things will come to you.
The point is that by, as you say, visualizing and becoming aware of it, then you start to notice things and you can start to make choices in your life about what you give your attention to. Because you can start to say, well, I know some Patty says I should come with her and do this, but, you know, I've got my vision and I know that I need to do these things, so I might have to say, sorry, Patty, I can't do that this week, but, you know, I thank you for asking me, but I need to focus on this because I've committed to making this happen.
Well, Patty's going to be mad at you, but no,
she
don't
might be mad at you. If she's a really good friend, she'll understand.
She's kind of petty.
Actually, Patty, I tell people sometimes if you're moving forward and you've got a vision of where you want to go, and you have some friends who are not encouraging you, sometimes you have to spend a little bit less time with them. I'm just teasing a little bit, but it's
very
true.
That's very true. And I think you go through different phases in life, and when you get to this phase, maybe you don't have parents anymore, or, and your kids are growing up, you're on deck, so you better make it how you want it. And sometimes that means that you hang out and do things that you want to do.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. And one of the things I find, and I don't like to generalize again, but, you know, a lot of women do spend a lot of their life being what someone else thinks they should be, like somebody's wife, somebody's mother, somebody's grandmother. I run a little workshop that helps them get clear on what they want. And it's called What's Important to Me Now. And it's a very powerful kind of way to get clarity on what you want, not what other people tell you you should be doing, but what you feel is important to you. And we look at all sorts of aspects. We look at people, we look at spirituality, we look at health, all aspects of their life. And it's kind of empowering, you know, and quite often they've never asked those questions before.
What a good idea.
Yeah, that's a really, good,
a really
idea.
Good idea.
Sign us up.
Could you imagine, though, just if at the empty nester stage, if you actually went on this weekend retreat and you all of a sudden were able to concentrate on who you are, what you want, and where you're going next. Because so many couples disconnect at that point. You know, it's a very common time. All of a sudden, you're not talking about your kids all the time, and you're not running around to soccer practice, and you're not doing all of those things. And it's like, okay, so are we still compatible, and do we still have things in common?
I think that's a really good topic, and maybe one we should next time, because, you know, that's really true. I mean, it's a whole different thing. And women want to fix it for everybody, but you kind of got to fix yourself, and then, you know, maybe the lump on the couch or whatever you're dealing with. You don't know, right? If someone's not working or however it is, you've got to deal with that reality and see where you go from there.
Right. Because
you forget those people that were maybe, you know, 20 when they got married or whatever they were. And it's a whole new thing. But judging by the panel here today, life can look pretty good when you're 40.
Yeah, 40 plus.
How sweet of you.
How sweet of you. We're going to get back in 2 minutes with a little panel here and talk about all the great things in life and more inspiration for you. Back in 2 minutes.
The idea was modest enough. A local bakery serving the people of Vancouver Island. Simple, right? Island Bakery has employed a local approach for over 30 years. They've been locally owned and operated since 1982, providing local jobs, cheering on local sports teams, supporting local charities, and baking fresh bread locally, made with certified organic grains. After all, this is your island, and it's your choice to choose local. Island Bakery, the local choice.
Feel like walking today, Mom?
Maybe tomorrow. My toe will be better then.
Foot pain. How would it affect your daily activities? Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry is dedicated to the prevention and correction of foot pain with the help of biomechanical orthotics. These real prescription orthotics deliver the precision, durability, and results that regular arch supports cannot. Get back your life and have great feet again.
Why did I wait so long to find a treatment?
Through innovation and care, Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry puts your best foot forward. Call 386-9353.
Folks, if you have cracked weathered stucco on the outside of your house, Chick Liquid Vinyl is the answer. Much more than just a facelift, the Chick Liquid coating system offers real, long-lasting protection for your home, keeping the elements on the outside. And Chick Liquid Vinyl will make your home look beautiful, too. Folks, to have Coastal Home Improvement Center inspect your stucco, call 858-6308 or go to coastalhomeimprovement.ca. They're members of Michelle Muzzy House Smart Home Service.
The word home means a relaxed, comfortable setting. I'm Linda Bishop of Highgate Lodge, where home is waiting for you, where you'll feel the warmth the moment you arrive. You'll be invited to join in, but the choice is always yours. You can go on weekly shopping trips with friends. You start the day with a good breakfast and enjoyable company. You finish the day with sharing a meal with friends. You can be assured of a helping hand if you need it, because you're home. Call 250-472-0077 for a tour. Come home to Highgate.
We are back talking to Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine and Sue Maitland, a life transitions coach. How do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about what you do?
Best way to get hold of me through my website at suemaitland.com. That's suemaitland.com. You can call me if you like, 778-265-6880. I love to hear about the transitions you're going through. And there's an article on my website. If you go to the articles button on the website, you'll find an article that will help you figure out if you are in a rut and if you are, what you might want to do to get out of it. So,
and we'll have you back to talk about more stuff. I just, you know, I'm taking my certified professional consultant on aging. Aging a lot, but in real estate, because I'm a realtor with REMAX, and I know you help people also pick out homes, because whether it's your home or anything else, sometimes you need clarification of, and especially at a certain time of life, it's really important. A lot of people, my parents were that, they moved a few times, and you know, you can make some bad choices. I want to be in a condo. Well, you have no idea, you're buying a business with other people. It's an important time to really think about your next step if you're downsizing and know what you want to do,
yeah,
right?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I do a presentation on that called What Seniors Need to Know Before They Move, and it gets them thinking about what they want personally, because it's not, they're not generic. They're individuals, and some people might love an apartment. Some people might want to move into a seniors residence, and I help them sort of start to think about it and actually help their children have the conversation with their parents about it, because it's
even,
an important thing.
You know,
thing.
If you're that old, sometimes it's maybe don't go. You know, there's nothing says you can't have a big house and have people come in and help. You know,
exactly. There's lots of options.
I'm not a good realtor. Don't sell your house. Yeah. But that, I think it's true. You know, I believe that you
I
have
think that's an ethical realtor. You're doing the right thing.
You know, I think that it's not always good to jump and make moves that you don't know about because you've always owned. Maybe you need to have some time and think about it, you know. So there's always different ways to do that. You're an inspiration to people. What inspires you the most, then? Like, where do you get your mojo every day?
I mean, one of the things for me is I look around me to see who's in my life and who's in my circle. My mother always taught me to ever increase your circle. And that was a great way to meet new people and to have other people be influenced by you. So I look for inspiration. But a big thing for me is a genuine person and integrity. Yeah. Integrity really impresses me without fail. I love people that have integrity, but not just for others, but for themselves. And one of the things I say to my young ladies is always be your own biggest cheerleader. Always. Mm-hmm. Because we are our own best critic. We're the first to criticize. Does this look good on me? Does this make me look fat? Should I go to school? Am I good at my job? Maybe ask yourself those questions, but also for me to also say, I'm worthy, I'm great, this is what I do well, this is who I am as a person, and then own that, because it is who you are, it's the fabric of your life, it's what makes you great, and I think more than what it makes you great, it makes you a great person to go out and make a difference in your community. And that's, for me, is a very important part of life, is that giving back and paying it forward. So.
And your mom sounds really wise and has given you lots of...
Yeah, I lost her. She was only 61. Oh. So, you know, she's been gone a long time, and she's never left me, like never. She was just such a powerful woman. I tell people that she was the most unassuming, quiet person in the room that everyone gravitated towards.
I can tell by her stuff, own the room, but don't be a braggart, but be proud. And all the things that maybe, I don't think a lot of self-esteem was taught back in the days. You know,
I agree.
And that's sort of unusual, because it really wasn't the norm. It was kind of self-esteem, what's that? So I think, and what you're talking about, I think loyalty is huge. You know,
huge.
Cultivating, my mom said, cultivate some young friends. You're going to get older, you know?
Yeah.
Don't be like, oh, the young. Cultivate young
friendships.
And it's
true that you actually can grow out of your friends. You can move on in your life and actually find new circles.
And you can make friends at any age, and that's
you totally
fun too,
can.
Right? New stories, all that kind of stuff, right? And fill your head with good thoughts. Don't always like, oh, I'm bad. You know, fill your thought bank with some good stuff. Don't always go that negative, because it's so easy to get in there. And what about you, Sue? What inspires you and what keeps you going?
Oh, just getting up in the morning and knowing that I'm going to make a dramatic difference for people's lives. I mean, it's just such a blessing that I'm doing what I'm doing. And it's so ironic, actually, that I spent like 30 years in the IT industry before I discovered, finally, what I'm supposed to be doing. And my clients can't believe that. They can't believe that I haven't always been a life coach. It just seems it's so natural. So I love that. I love it.
Well, I think you should be inspired today. I hope you are. And Tracy from Niche Magazine and Sue, a life transition coach. You can find me on my website if you want to know more about guests, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Always great being here every Saturday. Get out there and enjoy your life.